Thank you so much for pressing play. I am excited to share with you what the horses taught me this week, as it's not surprisingly so relevant and powerful. My name is Kim Kardisha, and I do a lot of rehab work with horses. I absolutely love helping horses that might not have gotten another chance, and this journey has been amazing. It's taught me so much about myself. I started terming it inner journey horsemanship, and including it in my equine facilitated practice of coaching others through their own process. This week, I was reminded of the importance of finding our own way forward. Everything finally lined up, and for the first time since we moved, I was able to get some horses on the lunge line. To me, the term forward means a whole lot of things, and it's a huge part of the rehab work I do with horses. It's not only a direction, but in essence, it's almost like a philosophy. I'm sure in the future, I'll be sharing more about this, about how powerful it is. But the piece that the horses nudged me to share with you today centers around the idea that we can't look to anyone else to find our own true way forward. I call it true forward because there are so many pieces to it. It's not only about direction, and it's not only about speed. It's a term that originated for me in my dressage lessons. It's more an alignment of energy, balance, and rhythm. Most of all, though, it's unique and individual in how it presents. It's so unique, and it's really relative and related to the direction that we want to go in our lives and how we want to head and embrace the journey. My power hitters for this teaching were Delilah, Petey, and Missy. Each of them required something very different to get to their own next step on their own healing journey of forward. Or maybe we could call it progressing rather than healing, whichever. Settling into forward takes each of them and us to our next best place. We can't follow somebody else's map because we aren't somebody else. The steps won't work. A big example of this was Missy's first time on the line. Her rehab session consisted of coming out of her pen, walking in what I'd call a squiggly pattern, no straight lines, getting, I'm not the best at measurements, but I'd say not more than 60 feet from the gate I took her out of. With Missy, I know that if I let her stand still and take in her surroundings, or I like to call it processing, like some of the other horses need and do, most likely she'll be a kite on a string. So I kept her moving without getting into the energy of hurrying, kind of in that balance, and trusted my intuition to let me know when it was time to put her back, to say, this is the end of this session. Because if I let her get past threshold, she'd escalate and one of us could get hurt. Most likely it would be me. And also, it would betray her trust in me as a leader that could keep her safe. Because when horses escalate and they shy, spook, run, do all of the things that we could term undesired, it's because they don't feel safe. So, and to note too, there are times that we stretch threshold a bit, but this was not one of those days or times. The thoroughbreds, Delilah and Petey's, their sessions looked very different from Missy's in that they both made it out to the arena area. Once there, the similarities between the two brown horses stopped. To sum it up, Delilah was able to actually move around on the line in a circular fashion that was mechanically productive, almost like traditional lunging that you would see. Petey, not so much. He had a come apart. He did move around in circles, But that was because his switch flipped and he started running and he had to yell to everybody. Well, that's what I call it. He was neighing and calling to the other horses. And since he was going quite quickly, rather than running with him, I chose to stand in one spot and he went around me. Not mechanically productive lunging, but it could look like lunging. He was scared though, insecure. So eventually I got him to slow and we walked, and right then I figured and altered the plan to what he needed. Well, actually I just made a plan then, because he doesn't always give a lot of clues or warnings to his threshold. Like I said, he has a switch that flips, and all of a sudden you were calm and grounded, and the next thing you know, he's circling. So what I would do once I got him walking is I would hold a steady space, remaining calm and grounded myself, and eventually he accepts the invitation to join me. Our achievable goal was to walk together, just mostly me leading him, extending these invitations, and we together found a place of settled energy and harmony and balance. And then it was time for him to go back. We ended on that positive note. One of the reasons that Delilah was able to have what could have looked like a more advanced session on the line was because I catered to her. And of course, because she has a different threshold than Petey, different threshold than Missy. But I can recognize that and take where they are into consideration, as well as what the next step would be. A lot of how we lead our own lives, really being able to meet ourselves where we are without judgment and be able to plan how we want to take our next step. So back to Delilah. She is one of the most looky horses that I have. If they're out together, she will be the first one to visually lock onto something. And after all of the horses maybe had a look, went back to grazing, napping, snoozing, whatever, Delilah very well could still be staring at whatever caught their attention. So looking at things is really important to her. And since it matters so much to her, I let her do it. Of course, I watch her to see if she's starting to escalate, if, you know, those little tiny muscles are getting tighter in her body, what her breathing's doing, and if she is starting to escalate in the tiniest way, I would ask her to move or shift her focus. But for the most part, I let her do her. I honor what matters to her. By treating these three horses in the unique way they request, I would consider all of their rehab sessions successful. We always end in a relaxed state, or the closest that I can possibly get to it. Most of the time we can get to relaxed, but sometimes we do the best we can with what we have, but it's always my goal to end there because I like to leave them in that energy space. I'd like to find them in the next time we interact. Now, if I compared them to each other, I could be really disappointed with the outer appearance of any of these sessions. And if I compared them to someone else's time with their horse and looked at that external experience, I could really be feeling like a miserable failure, especially if they had been working all winter long and they're doing these things that eventually I'd love to be doing with my horses, but we aren't quite there yet. But swimming in my own lane, or as I like to say better, running my own race, thoroughbred style, everybody won. Myself included, because I had three sessions with these horses that all felt like huge wins because we got through whatever presented together. I felt in each session, we built on the trust we already had, and we together will be ready for what comes next. And that word together is so important. So I got to feel that I worked together with three horses, and to me, that really fills my heart. In this teaching they offered on Forward, I think trust is a huge component. They were trying to illustrate that too, that we need to trust ourselves as the leader on our own journey. We can always enlist the support, encouragement, and wisdom of others, but we are the ones that truly have to set those stepping stones down and then use them to get to our next best place. So sometimes we might put those stones up and decide they aren't in the right place and either put a new one down or pick that one up and adjust it a little bit, but we're always aiming in the direction that we want to go. We aren't necessarily attached to the specifics on how we get there. But like for me, having that overarching goal of partnership, togetherness, building trust, that is my destination and guides me to where I put my stepping stones. Somebody else might have a very different overarching goal. They might be working to complete a test pattern for a show, or they might, I don't know, be wanting to do trail obstacles. So they might have a little bit different overarching goal than the one of trust and partnership. Just with how I work with horses, that's always overarching everything that I do. But I'm not a competitive, I don't show competitively these days. I'm not a breeder. So my scale might not work for everybody else. And that's okay. Everybody needs their own overarching goal. To sum things up, we feel satisfaction in our lives when we are moving forward. And especially now when, you know, we're in this very different time of quarantine and a lot of us trying not to get swept up in the panic of this, you know, horrible virus that's making people sick, taking lives, and threatening a lot of our security. So in all of this, for us to be able to feel like we are moving forward in some way is very important to us. And a lot of, I think now, moving forward to us is moving into that feeling of calm and security. And our emotions, our energy are turning into currency in a lot of cases. So moving forward into that space of trust and ease is probably important for a lot of us right now. And that moving forward, again, that was what the horses really wanted to share with me so that I could share with you. And remember too, to always give yourself the space to course correct if you need on whatever goals you've set, and enjoy the journey, because the journey really is our life. If you want a little extra support in keeping your internal experience positive, check out our Hidden Promise Facebook page or visit confidencethroughconnection.com. We're all in this together, steering our own ships. So thank you so much for listening to the wisdom that the horses shared, and have a great and safe week. And hopefully I will get to talk with you again soon.